This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Afghan insurgents targeted a police station in Farah on Tuesday as Taliban militants continued to capture more parts of the country. Gunfire was heard outside of the compound, the capital of Farah province. Military personnel and security forces were forced to intervene as the attacks were being carried out. Army officer Zabihullah Atal said that the insurgents had targeted the compound four times since Monday night. In total, the Taliban insurgents have seized 5 out of 34 provincial capitals in the country in less than a week. The swift advance of the Taliban comes as American troops prepare to complete their pullout from Afghanistan by the end of the month. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Tuesday its health facilities in Afghanistan have treated more than 4,000 patients wounded by weapons over the last week, an indication of the intensity of the recent Afghan conflict. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday it was providing more than $50 million in humanitarian aid to Myanmar citizens who are coping with a humanitarian crisis sparked by a February 1st military coup. The coup in the Southeast Asian country, formerly known as Burma, has led to deadly anti-junta protests and clashes between several armed ethnic groups and the ruling junta. This has caused shortages of essential goods and services, and it has forced thousands to flee their homes. Demonstrators reportedly were protesting in the streets of Bangkok again on Tuesday to denounce their government's handling of the pandemic. Canada lifted its prohibition on Americans crossing the border on Monday, while the United States is maintaining similar restrictions for Canadians, part of a bumpy return to normalcy from COVID-19 travel bans. U.S. citizens and legal residents must both be fully vaccinated and test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days.